You're listening to Walk to the End of the World, a podcast written by me, Mira Brinjegard-Bialik. This is segment 8.
That is fine. I do not really want to shake your hand anyway.
The rock creature leaned down so it could look her in the eye.
Yes, you did.
You are right, Evan, as always.
Overhead, the princess continued to fight the villain's bears. The girl who called herself Meta continued to fix her hair, even though it appeared to be in place.
Oh, thank God, Meta!
Hello, do I know you?
No, you don't.
That is okay. If you are willing to be friends and are not evil, I am fine with getting to know you.
I am Evan.
Grumpy!
Is that all he can say?
This is yet another example of anti-golem stereotyping. I was introducing myself.
Oh, sorry.
It is okay. It happens often.
We need to get up there somehow.
Eddie was, for the most part, ignoring the new conversation. She was focused on the fact that no rooftops were accessible, nor high enough to reach the fight.
How powerful is this sling? If I could get on top of that bakery, maybe. No, they just drifted over that tent. I can't stand up there.
What is her problem? Did you hear that, Evan? I used slang properly.
I knew you could do it. We'll work on it.
No, I think the fight is floating out of town. We have to follow them.
Slow down, small one. The fight never lasts long.
We have to follow them.
Well, calm down, Eddie.
Zora held Eddie in a bear hug, physically restraining her from sprinting after the fight.
There isn't anything tall enough to stand on to reach the fight over there.
Eddie sulked.
You're right. Hey, you're a soul catcher.
And we are back to reality. I have been recognized, Evan.
Is your name Meta?
Yes.
Oh, crazy.
She looked longingly after where the princess was chasing the flying silver bears away.
You're a failure, Eddie. What if she needed your help? She could get hurt again and you're stuck here.
Meta, you gotta come back to the castle with us. We were looking for you.
For me? Why?
Why should we trust you? There are many who would seek to trick a soul catcher away from her duties.
Too bad. Maybe we could go on the quest with someone else? Wow, she is so pretty. She's a soul catcher. We can't take her with us.
No, Meta's cool. She's... Oh.
What?
Funny memory. It's not important.
No, what is it?
It's not important. Anyway, I suppose we should introduce ourselves.
That would be polite. You have me at a disadvantage.
Sorry, I'm Zora, this is Eddie, and that's Ben.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Hello.
Why are you in the village during a battle?
Why are you in the village at all? You're a soul catcher. I'm sorry, that sounded really mean. And I'm gonna be honest, I'm a little afraid to point it out. What are you, a golem?
It is fine.
You should watch your tone, Ben. You wouldn't mean to offend someone you just met.
You're right, I'm sorry, Meta.
I said it is fine.
We came down here to follow the princess. Do you think she's okay?
Eddie's eyes remained locked on the distant fight.
Do not be afraid. We have never seen the princess lose a fight before.
I have. Why are you here, Meta? It's dangerous to be around the fights.
Everyone who is in the buildings must be in the underground shelters by now.
It is not so dangerous when I'm with Evan. He protects me.
I hold Meta in my arms. The automatons cannot detect that I am alive and do not attack me.
We came to the village because we need to speak to the princess.
The princess? Do you think she's okay?
Hey, Eddie, maybe you should sit down.
I would never forgive myself if she got hurt.
Eddie sat down.
That is odd. Surely the princess would not need your permission to fight in these battles.
That's not what she means, Meta.
Does Eddie like the princess?
I think so.
That is good. It is good to have nice friends.
Yeah, it is.
I almost forgot. We must go to the castle and speak to the princess.
We'll help you.
Why do you need...
We need a permission before we can journey out of the kingdom. Meta cannot deserve a job without the princess's permission.
Oh yeah, you collect people's souls for the death ceremony.
How strange. No one I have met before is willing to say it openly.
I'm not from around here. Here she is! The princess's flyer! Look, the bears are retreating.
Oh, you're right. It looks like she's headed back to the castle.
Ben, we must go as well.
Will you take us there, Ben?
What?
You said that you would help us.
Oh, right. This way.
Everyone except Meta ignored the fact that Ben was blushing bright red. Meta didn't seem to notice.
She's really pretty. But she's a soul catcher. But she's also really sweet. I wonder if she's heard any of the latest stories.
Zora, are you sure we couldn't have helped the princess?
Eddie, she does this stuff all the time. She would have asked us if she needed help.
I guess.
We have to convince Meta to come with us on this quest.
Hmm?
I think Evan has to come too. I don't know if he was on the quest. I remember him, but it's a little far.
I know that there was no way for me to get up there, but I'm surrounded by people who have something special that makes them important. I can't travel in time, and I don't have magic powers or a real job. Saving the princess could have been a fluke before getting back to my real, boring life. I guess I want to prove to her that I'm worth something. If I couldn't have helped her in that battle, I don't know what I expected. Maybe I shouldn't even have tried.
For more information about the voices behind Eddie, Zora, Ben, Meta, or Evan, please check out the Introduction to Main Characters segment. Thank you.